from the Boston Museum of Science. SciTech Today on NECN.
In SciTech Today, could the New England coastline hold the key to reducing greenhouse gas emissions? Researchers are considering a plan to bury carbon dioxide emissions underwater. Dr. Julia Sable joins us live from the Museum of Science Boston to talk about the idea. Julia, thanks for being here.
Hi, Beth.
So there's been a lot of concern that these emissions are behind climate change. What's the theory behind storing carbon dioxide underground?
Well, we're facing a big problem with greenhouse gases. Carbon dioxide alone, the world emits 30 billion tons per year. And even though a lot of nations are trying to cut back on emissions, it looks like that overall number will increase more in coming years. So as one of several solutions to offset those emissions, experts are looking at carbon capture and storage, where you collect carbon dioxide from emitters like power plants and then inject it underground. But there are some challenges with that. On the storage side, which I'm particularly talking about here, you have to choose the right areas to put that carbon dioxide. You need a lot of volume to store on a really large scale, and also choose safe areas that minimize risk of leakage.
Which brings us to the topic of basalt. The idea is to store the CO2 in basalt. What exactly is it? Why would it be a good home for storing CO2?
Basalt is a really common rock. I have some of it here. It makes up most of the ocean crust. And some researchers from Columbia and Rutgers recently pointed out that there are some areas of basalt offshore of the East Coast, including off of Massachusetts going down into New Jersey, where that could be especially good reservoirs for storing carbon dioxide. One advantage to basalt is that there's lots of volume, lots of space where we can pump the carbon dioxide in. And that's because basalt is often bubbly. It has a lot of holes in it. There's some here, or I have a photo to show closer up. And also, the tops of basalt lava flows are often broken up and fractured, and that rubbly top creates lots of interconnected space to inject carbon dioxide.
So why the East Coast? Why this area?
Oh, if you don't mind, I wanted to finish up with the very special thing about basalt that makes the scientists especially excited.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that is that basalt naturally reacts with carbon dioxide and water to form another rock, limestone. This is also a very common rock. And the idea is that over time, we would be able to lock the carbon dioxide into solid rock in these reservoirs.
And why the East Coast?
So a few advantages to the East Coast. One is that these basalts are confined to some ancient basins so that they're sort of bounded on all sides and also capped by up to 1,000 feet of impermeable sediments. So that reduces the risk of leakage. Another advantage is that it's pretty close to population centers where we make a lot of power, but not too close for comfort. And also, compared to the West Coast, the East Coast is much less volcanically and seismically active. So it's safer for that, too.
All right. Interesting stuff. Dr. Julia Sable, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
And remember to join us every Wednesday afternoon at 5:30 and Thursday morning at 9:30 for the latest developments in science and technology in SciTech Today.